come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3.
That's right. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic. We live right here at The Hype 87.3 in ATL. Listen, I got Alabama, Tuscaloosa to be exact, checking in. Shout out to Snapback. Tony, what's going on with your family?
What's up? What it is? What it is?
Man, what's up, Atlanta? I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you for having me, man.
We've been rocking for years. Yeah. A long time. You know what I'm saying? So it's like always to have artists like you come through that I've been vibing with. It's like a breath of fresh air. So thank you for being here.
I appreciate y'all having me.
Absolutely. Go ahead and give us that official introduction to yourself.
What's up, man? It's your boy Snapback Tony, man. Straight out of Alabama. Y'all make sure y'all Snapback Tony on all music platforms, Instagram, Snapchat. You know, man. Shout out to Alabama, man. We doing it.
Listen, Alabama produces superstars. Let's just say that first and foremost. Like, I think every artist I've ever met from Alabama on the independent level has produced great music, including yourself. Talk to us about growing up in your city. What was it like for you? Take us back to when you was a little young and running around. What were you like and what was it like?
Well, basically, I was really back and forth between Birmingham and Tuscaloosa.
Okay.
I really kind of grew up in both places. So, basically, I really took music serious when I was in Birmingham with my dad. And I took it serious when I got out of high school, rapping high school. I just had a lot of freestyles I used to do. I just do a lot of things.
Man. Yeah.
I love making music. I just love doing it.
It's your passion.
Yeah, like I said, I've just been doing it since Birmingham. I really started taking it serious in Birmingham.
Before music, was there anything that you were into? Sports, video games? What was it? Or has it always been music for you?
It's been track. I really say track. I used to love track.
You dusting them? Yeah. Let me find out.
Yeah.
What did you run?
I ran the relay. I did the triple
Four
jump.
By two?
Yeah, I did the triple jump, long jump. And I did a 100-meter dash one time, but that was because our star player was out.
On the 4x2, when did you run? Were you the anchor?
I was the second leg.
That is dope. You good?
Yeah.
My son ran track. That's why I was asking. I'm always intrigued by that. You know okay. what I'm saying? Most definitely. So, you know, sports was something that you were interested in. About how long would you say you've been professionally pursuing music?
It's been taking it seriously.
Yeah.
For about 8 years.
Okay. Okay.
And, like I said, I just started jumping in the studio, and I just really got back in it because my mom passed last year. So
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah. So
are you comfortable? You want some air? Can you turn the air down over there like a couple degrees? Listen, I be hot. I be burning up. Trust me.
It's my first time doing this.
It's okay. I'm making you nervous. We're gonna get the air flowing in here for you. Okay. In fact, tomorrow you can leave that door open too to let some air flow in here. No, you good. Absolutely. Listen, I be having hot flashes. I'm in my 40s, so I be having them women hot flashes. Yeah, like over there it'd be freezing, and then over here it'd be warm, so yeah. I apologize. So you've been taking music seriously for a few years now.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. What was kind of that turning point for you? What made you decide, you know what, I really need to take this seriously? What was that turning point for you?
Basically, when I started to just really promote myself.
Yeah.
Putting money behind myself because I feel that all artists, if you're really passionate about this, you should put money behind yourself. You should do all promos. You should take, pay for ads, do a lot of things to promote yourself.
Yeah.
That's what you should always do.
Absolutely. You're 100% right. You know, one of the biggest things that a lot of artists tend to forget about this music industry is the marketing and the promotion. They feel like they can just post on Instagram a couple times and call it a day. And it's like, you got to put that market and you got to do stuff like you're doing right now, moving around, going, doing interviews and stuff like that. What are you enjoying the most about the process of being in your journey as a music artist? What are you enjoying the most?
Basically just moving around, just traveling.
Yeah.
I love to travel. Like I said, I'm really getting back into it. But that's mostly, I love performing.
Yeah.
I just love the vibes of it. I just love everything about making music.
Absolutely. So music, it's safe to say, is your passion.
Yes.
With that being said, what is your purpose with music? Think about that one.
I mean, my sole purpose is, you know, to get everybody out there, you know, get everybody to hear my music. Yeah. That's everybody's purpose.
Yeah.
But as you, you know, make the music, you want to be more of the business side as well.
Yeah.
That's basically what I'm on is like, okay, I love the music too.
Yeah.
I also want to do business, like clothing lines.
Yeah.
Or you know, just different things, restaurants.
Mm.
It's all outside the music business.
Absolutely. And probably helping people catch a vibe too.
Yeah.
Music is like therapy. I talk about it all the time because I don't think enough people talk about like mental health, and it's important. And I feel like music is an outlet for a lot of people. Do you feel like that creating music kind of helps you like mentally as well?
Yes, it does. You probably have like one of the worst days, but if music is your passion, when you make it home or make it to the studio or wherever you make your music at, you can even be sitting in the car. As soon as you drop your beat, I promise you, you're going to calm down because this is what you like to do. This is what you love to do.
It makes you feel good, don't it?
It does.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the creative process because everybody's slightly different but kind of the same. Are you a writer?
Yes.
Do you put pen to paper or are you putting it on your phone?
I used to put pen to paper, but yeah. I put it in my phone.
It's more convenient now, yeah. Right? But like, we got technology now. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. I just love to use my phone now. Like I said, I used to be pen to paper, but it's straight phone now because I just put it out and straight go, and then put it back, we gone.
Do you ever do, like, voice notes as well, voice memos to kind of, like, if you have a harmony or a melody in your head and you kind of, like, put to reference it?
I used to do that work. For instance, like I was working at Walmart, and I was in the, I'd be in the cooler, come straight to my mind. I'll stop what I'm doing. I'll stop stocking milk or anything and be like, hold on, no. I got to remember this.
Yes, exactly. You have to put a reference down because I think that whatever you're feeling in that moment, it's tough to get that back, especially if you don't have a reference for it.
Yeah, it really is because I didn't actually had that happen to me before. Forgot and I was... It actually makes you mad because the song, you're like, man, I was feeling the vibe.
Right. So you kind of put a stencil down almost, you know, just to have it as a reference and then you can go back. Now, do you have a setup at your house where you record yourself or are you going to a recording studio?
No, I'm going to a recording studio. It's down in Tuscaloosa, man. Shout out to Lyricist Studio 42.
Okay, shout out to them, man. They're getting your sound right.
Yeah.
Who's your engineer over there?
Lyric.
Lyric, okay. Yeah. And it's his studio.
Yeah, it's his studio.
Big Lyric, we appreciate you, bro. You putting out that good sound, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Definitely. Do you ever desire to have a setup at the house where you can record yourself and then maybe send the beat or the session off to him to mix and master?
I thought about it. It's just, and when I walk in to see him do it, I see him leveling, I see all this stuff. I'm like, man, I'm like, I don't know if I can.
You catch that vibe with him.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know if I can. I don't know if I have the time to sit down and really do all this. I'm
understood.
Like, I'm like going straight to the studio, is already set up. Everything is
understood.
I had people say, you know, why don't you just start your own studio? But I really like going to the studio.
Absolutely. Listen, everybody's journey is different. Everybody's journey is different, and we can't compare ours to. So there might be some people who prefer to do it at home because they're introverted, right? Yeah. But then there's people like you who catch a vibe, and you and your engineer have that good chemistry together. Yeah. How long have you been working with Lyric?
I've probably been working with Lyric for about 3 years now.
Okay, so for a nice little minute. So he knows your sound.
Yeah.
He knows what you like.
Every time we get in, we cooking up.
We cooking. Is he making a lot of your beats for you as well?
No, I actually get online and shop for him.
Okay, most definitely. All right, let's talk about that just briefly.
Okay.
You get online, we doing some beat shopping today. What do you listen for? Does it vary?
A beat has to really just stand out to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'll go through everything, but a beat has to really stand out to me. Just like the track that you have.
Yes.
It really stood out to me. That's why I was like, I'm going to send this one in for the mic drops.
It almost like talks to you.
Yeah.
You feel it in your soul. If you're not feeling it like that, it don't make sense. You have to like, it's got to touch your soul.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because like I said, you got to be passionate about it.
Yes.
If you're not passionate about making music, not trying to knock any artists, but you have artists that just go in and just punch in.
Yeah.
Not knocking it.
Of course. Absolutely.
Because you have some artists that's their style.
Right.
But I honestly think if you just actually sit down and write, actually listen to the beat, actually just get inside the beat, listen to it, feel it.
Yeah.
And then that's when it comes out.
Understood.
That's the way I do it.
Yeah.
Like, I have to feel the beat. Like, it's all around me, like, over my whole body. Like, I can feel it all through my soul, spirit, everything. I'm like, yeah, I'm feeling this beat.
Definitely. This beat. Take us back, you know, over these last, you said about 8 years you've been taking music seriously. Have you put some full bodies of work out, albums, EPs, or mixtapes?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I have two tapes. No, I had three tapes and an EP out.
Okay.
And I'm actually working on the fourth album now.
Mm.
Like I said, you just look me up on all music platforms. Like I said, Snapback Tony. I'm working on the fourth album right now. It's Made My Own Way. So that'll be out this month. No, next month. It'll be out next month.
April what?
I don't have an exact date for it. So,
is it a smoker-friendly album? 420's coming up.
Yeah, I mean, it's a smoker-friendly album. I mean,
you might, hey, 420 might be the perfect release date. That's the international smoke day. You know what I'm saying?
Like I said, it's going to I'm pretty sure about me feeling this album, because I put a little different spin on this one than what people really hear me down in my city is.
I love that. That's the whole goal, is to stand out. We are not trying to fit in. We want to stand out.
Yeah.
Because really, truth be told, you want people to, when they hear your music come on, you want them to know it's you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you put a Drake record on, you know that's Drake. You put Rihanna, that you know that's her. You want that same type of vibe with Snapback Tony. Oh, that's Snapback Tony. We know his sound. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You develop like that delivery of your music. You can switch it up, but they still know it's you.
Yeah.
What's the name of the album that's coming?
Made My Own Way.
Made My Own Way. Yeah. Tell us about the title. What does that mean to you?
I put it that way because I had different situations in music that didn't play a good part on my end.
Yeah.
So I was just like, man, look, I need to just do this myself.
Yeah.
I need to just make my own lane, see what I'm going to do, and switch my vibes up. I'm like, I'm feeling my old vibe, but I was like, nah, I need to switch this up.
Yes.
So I said, I'm going to make my own way. I'm going to do my own thing. Like I said, that's not to knock anybody who I was down with.
Of course.
Who I was rolling with, but it just made my own way.
I love it.
Do my thing.
Do you. Really, at the end of the day, that's what you have to do, and you have to do it unapologetically, because you don't owe nothing. You don't owe an explanation to nobody. You know, like I tell people, learn to say no without explaining yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, we should not have to explain ourselves to people. Like, people like, hey, you want to come do this? Nope. You ain't got to tell them why. You just know I don't want to do it. You know, and maybe you don't want to work with certain people. You don't have to explain yourself. You make your own way.
That's all you have to do.
Yeah,
to make your own way, man. Because if you continue to let people make it own way, it's never going to work out. You're never going to feel right about it. You're never going to feel 100% about it.
That's facts. You won't be completely happy.
No.
And life is already stressful enough being out in the world. It's like we have to have that inner peace, and that comes with making your own way. So I love the album title. How many tracks can we anticipate?
I'm going to put about 11 tracks on.
Okay. So nice little, we'll say 35-ish minute, maybe 30, 35, depending on how long it is. So that's an easy listen.
Yeah.
Someone could listen to that on the ride home from work or something.
Yeah, I don't linger it out. It's music on there, but like I said, it's not long. You know, something that you won't be like, let's go to the next song.
No, it's no skips.
Yeah.
No skips. The songs that are on this album, did you create them specifically for the album, or are there a few that you already maybe have out or in the vault that are going on the album?
Just the three singles that I have out now, which is Mary Jane, No Tip Drill, and For the Love.
Yes.
Those are three I'm working on now. I have more songs on the album that I've been, you know what I'm saying, this is just specifically for this album.
They're stashed away and they're coming specifically for the album.
Specifically for this album, yeah.
That is dope. What are you going to do? Are you going to maybe do like a listening party or a release party behind it? Or is it mostly going to be online type promotion?
I still been thinking on that one. I've been thinking about maybe having a listening party, but I've been so like back in the mode that I am like, let's go here. Let's go here. I need to promote here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go promote in Atlanta. Let's go promote in Florida. Let's go Memphis. Let's go here. Let's go, you know, anything that I see like online, I try to just hop right on it.
Absolutely.
That's promotional.
That's what you got to do. Absolutely. How long of a drive is it from your city to Atlanta?
about 3 hours.
Oh, that's not bad. Nah. That's an easy ride. Yeah. You can go there and come back if you have to. Yeah. That's an easy ride. 3 hours, that's dope, man. Do you find yourself out here in Atlanta quite a bit?
No, I'm just actually starting to come out here. Like I said, I need to get out here to Atlanta. Just really getting out here to promote. I'm just starting to get out here. I haven't been out here a lot. Different other places, but just not Atlanta.
No, that's good though. Like you here with us today. Yeah. That's all that matters. Boom. He on the Hype 87.3. Tell us about your name. Is it because you wore snapbacks or is it something different?
Yeah, it's because I wore snapbacks. Yeah. I was actually sitting at home. They used to call me T.O. all the time.
Okay.
T.O., T.O., T.O.
Is that your initials?
Yeah. So it was like T.O., T.O., T.O. I said, man, I need to change my name. I said, everybody want to go with T.O.
Yeah, because I do know an artist named T.O., so I'm glad you changed it.
So I'm like, everybody want to go with T.O. So I actually was sitting around my room one day, and I was looking. I was like, you know, I said, I'm going to change my name. I said, I'm changing my name today.
Yeah.
And so I looked, and I saw, I said, look at all them snapbacks.
You got all them snapbacks, yeah.
So I said, okay. I said, no, we're going to go with snapback tone.
I love it because it really fits your persona of who you are. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not something like crazy, like nothing to do with you. It actually fits who you are as an artist and as a man and a human being. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's important, right?
Yeah.
What are some of the other things that we can find you doing when you're not in the studio recording and you're not writing? What else does Snapback Tony enjoy doing when you have maybe a little free time?
Really, I'd be with my daughter.
Yeah. You're a girl dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's 8 years old.
Aww.
Her name is Ayana.
Shout out to her. That's
shout
beautiful.
Out to Ayana. But basically, I'm with her. I like to spend a lot of time with her. I like to do things. That's basically what I'm doing. I like to spend time with her.
You're her first love.
Yeah.
My dad is, listen, I'm 49 and my dad is still my first love. You know what I'm saying? I'm an OG and he's an OG, but it's like we that bond never goes away. That never goes away. Is she a fan of your music?
Yeah, she always called my dad, listen to your music today.
That's so cute.
I said, okay, baby girl, you know, you're number one fan.
I love it. She lives close to you?
Yeah.
That is beautiful. Girl dad, she's 8 years old. Is she your only child?
Yes, my little girl, yes.
Let's take it back 8 years ago. You became a girl dad. How did that change your life?
I actually didn't know. It was actually a shocker to me, for real, because we didn't know that she was pregnant.
Mm. That's always a shocker.
Because the crazy story is, which I know, we were sitting on the couch, and we had went to Sonic, and she wanted a Blizzard. And she ate the Blizzard, but all of a sudden, she got sick. Like, she ran to the bathroom and she just got sick. I said, you all right? She was like, yeah. I said, okay. But the next day, I think she went and got a pregnancy test. And she took it and told me she came out the bathroom. I was like, oh, okay.
That was them hormones fluctuating. Said, I don't want the ice cream.
Yeah, I said something really, she thought this funny to this day. I said, man, you pregnant. I said, well, maybe you shouldn't have ate the ice cream.
Which is crazy because typically women who are pregnant crave ice cream, so they say, you know. But what I can say is I know because I have a son as well. When you're pregnant, your hormones are all over the place. Some things that you normally can eat, they don't agree with you.
Yeah.
Your body says, not today. So did that, let me ask you this, becoming a dad, right, did that make you look at life in a more proactive manner versus like you think about your moves before you make them?
Yeah, because my family, you know, they made sure that I did a lot of things. They made sure, basically, you know, let's not kind of like have a want for anything.
Yeah.
Because I have a sister too. They made sure that we was always good. We'll go places. That's why I have my daughter. I'm like, you know, all the things that I used to do when I was little, or I used to have fun, I used to do this, I used to do that. I want to make sure that she has the same fun that I had.
Absolutely.
I don't want to hold her back from anything. I want to always take her places, always do this with her, always do that with her, because I did it when I was little.
I love
it. I did it when I was younger.
She's going to remember all of that. Yeah. I promise you. I remember back to when I was like 3. My dad used to take me outside and we'd look at the stars together at night. Little moments like that are priceless. You can't put a price tag on it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's like I still enjoy doing that to this day because it's something that brings back those fond memories of spending time with my dad. And I'm sure your daughter is going to when she's my age, she's going to remember all that. Yeah. And it becomes bigger than you. When you have a child, it's instantly bigger than you because you got a whole nother human being to take care of. So shout out to your baby girl. Definitely. Yeah. Is she into anything right now? She's 8. Like what's her passion? What is she loving right now? Barbie dolls.
She loves to dance.
Okay.
And I think she get that from me.
Let me find out you can dance.
She just like the jig.
Yeah.
All the stuff that I do.
That's dope.
So, that's what she loves to do right now. She loves to dance. She loves to read. She loves school. She always tells me about school.
That's amazing. Shout out to her. Sounds like you got a beautiful baby girl.
Yeah, I love her.
She's super smart. Yeah. I love it. Well, thank you for sharing that side. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? People like to know a little bit of the personal side. You know what I'm saying? Without going too deep. Going back to you on the music side, right? Okay. You've been doing this for about 8 years. Mm-hmm. Do you see yourself continuing to do this for many years to come?
To be honest, no.
No?
Because I want to branch out. I don't want to leave the music world. I want to maybe, you know, branch out, become a manager, grab some younger artists.
Yeah.
Hey, I like this music. I'm like, hey, I like this. Maybe I put some little money behind you. Hey, let's do this. Let's do that. Let's take a couple of avenues that I took. You know, you may have some ideas that you may want to do, but I'm going to share my ideas of what I went through, of what I've been doing. Just like, hey, I have an artist make come back to the hype, 87.3. And like, hey, that's how I feel like I'll do in the future.
That's a great plan. A lot of artists will pursue their career for a while and then they end up developing like a label situation. Like we'll say Yo Gotti, for example. You know, obviously he's an artist, but now he's putting other artists in a position to win. It sounds like that's exactly what you want to do. I love that. That's that boss stuff right there. Yeah. In order to be a boss, you gotta put other people in a position to be a boss. And that's what you're doing.
Yeah, that's
bossing up.
Yep, that's my idea of what I want to do besides, you know, outside of when I'm done making music, that's what I want to do.
Absolutely. What about other visions, ventures? Is there other things that pique your interest that you might want to get into or already tapping into? Merch, your own clothing line?
Yeah, merch. Man, I have like a big idea. I thought about acting.
Yeah.
You
can do all that.
Yeah, I thought about a lot of things. That's just how I think. This is how my mindset is.
Yeah.
Like if I break the door on with this music thing and get all what I need to get, that's what I really want to do.
On and popping.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Do you feel like you're completely understood as an artist or do you feel like you're slightly misunderstood?
Maybe on some sides I'm misunderstood and some other sides I'm maybe 50-50.
Let's dive into that just a little bit. I like asking that because I feel like I'm very misunderstood. People think I'm mean, and I'm like, I'm not mean. I'm just matter of fact. I'm just about my business, right? Yeah. What do you feel like on the slightly misunderstood side? What do you think it is so we can clear that up?
I mean, it's just like, you know how when you first really come in and people really see what you're doing, they kind of don't take you serious.
There you go. Facts.
So it's like, you're gonna take me serious.
Yeah.
You're gonna keep putting this in your face. You're gonna take me serious. This is what I do.
Right.
No, I'm not. I see you doing your little rap thing. No, this is not a little rap thing. I take this serious.
It's big.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So
it ain't the little one, it's the big one.
That's how I look at it.
That's a great point, though. That is an absolute great point because you are right. There's gonna be people and oftentimes it's the people around you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That doubt you the most. And not that we have to prove anything to anybody, but sometimes we feel like we got something to prove. Like, you're not going to think that about me. You know what I'm saying? And they should know now, after 8 years, that this is it for you. This is your passion.
You know, some of the people that understand you and the people around you, you think that they would, you know, be the ones that share your stuff the most.
Yeah.
Instead of just talking, hyping you up.
It's never like that.
So I'm like, no, you could talk and hype me up, but, you know, I never saw you share none of my music. But, you know, you say you mess with me. You say you listen to me, you mess with me, do all that, but, you know, you around me, but why you didn't share anything?
They don't. And trust me, that I've learned that. Like, all my day one friends, when I got in the music industry, I don't think none of them have ever shared any of my flyers for my events. They haven't shared my pod, none of that, never. And I'm like, it's all good. It's the people oftentimes that we meet along the way are perfect strangers who give you the most support.
It really is.
And that's cool. You know what I'm saying? We just, those people, we keep them over here. And then these people, we keep them over here.
Yeah. You know, I take all support, man. You know, good and bad.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because the one thing about life is we can't please everybody. Nah. Nor should we try to. Nah. You got to live your life unapologetically on your terms.
Everybody got their own taste of the world.
Yeah. Everybody's journey's different.
Yeah.
What makes you happy in life outside of music? I know your baby girl is definitely one of them. What else makes you happy?
It's basically living.
Yeah.
It's basically just living.
Yeah.
That's
good that you're enjoying life.
Of course. Of course, my daughter.
Yeah.
But just living for real. Just out here living, man. Just trying to live my dream. Trying to make it. Do my thing. That's really keeping me motivated, keeping me going.
You have a really humble spirit about yourself. You do, and I love that. I'm gonna be honest. Like, I want to give you your flowers real quick because I've been doing this for 13 years. I've sat down literally with thousands of artists to do interviews, and sometimes the arrogance from some of these artists is such a turnoff. You have a very humble spirit. And that is what's going to help you win in this industry, because at the end of the day, nobody wants to be around an a-hole. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The energy you project, your spirit, it's pure, and I can tell. Keep doing you, bro.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Man. Absolutely. Most definitely. Let's talk about this record that we got, No Tip Drill.
Okay.
Featuring Drea.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about this record before we check it out.
Okay. Look, it's No Tip Drill. It's basically, that's what my city kind of know me for.
Yeah.
Is the twerk music.
Mm.
It's like, man, you make the hardest twerk song. I'm like, man, appreciate you. But that's where it came in, No Tip Drill. I actually thought about Nelly.
I love him.
Tip Drill, yeah. Shout out to Nelly, man. I actually thought about his song. And I was like, you know, it must be it. Said it ain't your face. I was like, you know what? I'll flop it. I said, no. I said, you know what? I'll reverse it. And I'll just do it. I said, it must be it. And it's your face.
Man, I love that. So Nelly's an inspiration for you.
Yeah.
He's so dope. He's so dope.
Oh, yeah. Nelly a big inspiration, man.
I love it.
Him and some other artists, too.
Yeah. Give us a couple if you don't mind.
Let's see. I'm going to give you new and old.
So okay. It's like, perfect.
You know, like I said, Nelly. 50.
Mm, I love him. He's so controversial online. Yeah. He be cracking me up. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. 50, Boosie, Webby. New ones out there, like Rifle 9.
Yeah.
Lil Baby. Yeah. Big Yevo. You know, shout out to Pooty Wild. Shout out to KP the Realist. Shout out to my boy Willie Mack. Shout out to Drea that's on the feature of the song.
Yeah.
But those basically, you know, I have on the list can go on. It's multiple artists that I still listen to. I like.
But I love that you pay homage to other artists, because some artists, that's where I'm talking about, that arrogance come in. Like, they don't want to pay homage. And I'm so glad, you know, I love when you do that. You know what I'm saying? Because we all draw inspiration from somewhere or somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So this song right here is kind of a spinoff of some inspiration from Nelly.
Yeah.
The feature is Drea. Yeah. Is she from your city?
Yeah, she is. Yeah. She's from down in the area. Say shout out to Drea.
Is it Drea or Drea?
Drea.
Okay, because our DJ is Drea, and it's spelled the same, so it's Drea.
Yeah,
okay.
Drea.
Okay, my bad, Drea. Cool. Definitely. Is there a visual for it yet?
No, that's what me and her actually is planning out right now. I'm actually planning a visual to Mary Jane and for the love
okay.
song, too.
So coming soon, we can anticipate that, and the album is coming. We're claiming it is going to be on 420.
Yeah, we're claiming
it. Or somewhere around there, you know, but I think that would be a good day to release it, you know what I'm saying, for sure. Or even the day before, you know, like that weekend, 420 weekend. Where can people keep up with Snapback Tony on all your social platforms?
Like I said, Spotify, Snapback Tony, Apple Music, Audio Mac, Spotify, Pandora. I'm on all music platforms, Snapback Tony. excuse me. You can get at me on Instagram, Snapback Tony, Snapback Tony on my Snapchat. Twitter, Snapback Tony. You know, I'm all over just Snapback Tony.
I love it. I love it. He's easy to find because the name is consistent, and that's so important. You don't want to have Snapback Tony over here and have something over here. You got to keep it consistent across the board.
Yeah, it's all together, y'all. It's SnapBackTony.
No space.
No space.
All together. I love that.
And once again, man, I don't want to forget nobody. Like I said, man, shout out to all the Alabama artists, man. Shout out to the Tuscaloosa artists that down there doing their thing, man. If I forgot your name, it's my bad, man. But, you know, it's all love.
Absolutely. Anybody else you want to shout out to?
Except, man, just shout out to everybody that's out here doing their thing in music, man. Shout out to Alabama.
Including yourself.
Shout out to, man. Like I said, y'all Snapback Tony on all music platforms, man. And like I said, man, appreciate you having me, Temple.
Man, it's a pleasure. And I can't wait to go over there and turn up with this performance. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We're about to make that happen. But we're about to get into this record. Go ahead and give us an official introduction.
All right, y'all, here it is, Snapback Tony featuring Drea, No Tip Drea. Y'all make sure y'all get that on all music platforms, man. Y'all DJs get that. Y'all get that in all strip clubs, man. Y'all shorties, y'all go ahead, drop y'all videos. Let's do it.
Let's go. Y'all stay tuned for it. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic. Let's go.
You're locked in with Atlanta's hottest hip-hop station. The Hype 87.3.
Big snap. I said it must be your ass. She said, yeah, in her face. She ain't no tip. She throw that ass all in my face. I got that bag on me. Throwing money, y'all know where the place. She pussy popping, handstanding. Yeah, she ain't come to play. I said it must be your ass. She said, yeah, in her face. I said it must be your ass. She said, yeah, in her face. I said it must be your ass. She said, yeah, in her face. I said it must be your ass. She said, yeah, in her face. I mean, this bitch turned drunk as fuck. Said, hold on, little baby. She threw that ass. I spit my cup and I said, fuck it, you shake. I threw that bag and she said, fuck it. And she started to get naked. She touched my phone, I bend her over and she couldn't even take it. Let me get up in this bitch. She started bending over, throwing, talking shit. It cost a hit. She said, ain't she for free, so come up off of it. Quit stalling shit. I been up on the spot on my big ballin' shit. Shot callin' shit. She do it with no hands, you know that clapping shit like bow, bow, bow. Baby, scrub the ground. And when she hit a split, she make that ass bounce up off the ground. We in this bitch, look at money scattered all over the ground. Pull up sexy red and lead this bitch straight to pound town. Bitch said it must be your ass. She said, yeah, in her face. She ain't no tip. She throw that ass all in my face. I got that bag on me. Throwing money, y'all know where the place. She pussy popping, handstanding. Yeah, she ain't come to play. I said it must be your ass. She said, yeah, in her face. I said it must be your ass. She said, yeah, in her face. I said it must be your ass. She said, yeah, in her face. I said it must be your ass.
I put the P in the pretty. Bitches ain't fucking with me. Every time I come around, I cause a fucking scene. Niggas ain't talking about nothing. I'm all about my green. Wanna get in between, but you ain't saying a thing. This ain't no BBL, this all right here is natural. You like the way it bounces, bounce it like a basketball. I kill these bitches, might just pull up at your funeral. Keep talking shit and I'ma roll you like a sushi roll. I'm hella pretty, these bitches ain't fucking with me. Baby, to the shit. Well, really, you really shitty. Why you all up in my business? Get the fuck up on my business. I ain't fucking with you niggas. You niggas ain't really hip. Nah. You got that head on.
I do.
Pretty face shit.
It is.
No tip tree.
That ain't big.
Andrea.
I said it must be your ass. She said, yeah, in her face. She ain't no tip. She throw that ass all in my face. I got that bag on me. Throwing money, y'all know where the place. She pussy popping, handstanding. Yeah, she ain't come to play. I said it must be your ass. She said, yeah, in her face. I said it must be your ass. She said, yeah, in her face. I said it must be your ass. She said, yeah, in her face. I said it must be your ass. She said, yeah, in her face.